Good morning. We are continuing with our fascinating topic. Is there Dina de Malchus, a Dina in the land of Israel today? And we've seen extreme views. On the one hand, we've seen the view of Rav Avadya Yosef and also Rav Eliashiv, who are of the view that when it comes to modern day Israel, indeed, Dina de Malchus, a Dina does apply, maybe not across the board in all areas, but certainly when it comes to the area of taxation, customs, duties, etc., there is an obligation to play because of Dina de Malchus Adina. On the other extreme, we saw the view of the Chazon Ish, who said that there is no Dina de Malchus Adina. The country of Israel, the government of Israel, is like a moches ha'ome me'elav. It's like a tax collector that appointed himself. And the rationale here is that it cannot be that the Torah, which did say Dina da Malchus Adina applies, certainly in Chutz Laaretz, it cannot be that the Torah would say that Dina da Malchus Adina applies when the government is anti-Torah, or at least portions of the government is anti-Torah. It cannot be that the Torah would authorize the government that doesn't adhere to the Torah. So that is the view of the Chazon Ish, that Dina da Malchus Adina would not apply to the current governments in the state of Israel. And indeed, then we saw yesterday that there were arguments against the view of the Chazon Ish, saying that even if you want to claim that you don't acknowledge that there's the government that has validity in order to validly tax people, but the Tshuvas Netzach Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Grossman, who passed away about 13 years ago, said, but if you are voting, if you're participating in the elections, be it elections for the Knesset on a national level, or be it for the municipalities, you are buying into the system, you are acknowledging the system, and included in that is the ability of the system, the ability of the government to tax validly. And accordingly, somebody who votes would absolutely be obligated, according to the Netzach Yisrael, to pay those taxes. I can no longer argue that Dina de Malchus Adina does not apply. We also saw a second argument by Rav Avishai Taharani in his Sefer Amudei Mishpat, who was of the view that even if you don't vote, but you are still benefiting from the government, you are still benefiting from the tax monies that are paid by the citizens who do pay the taxes. For example, you are benefiting from Bituach Leumi, the national insurance, and benefiting from the various services supplied to the people who live in Israel, be it using the streets that were paid with tax shkalim, or using the Kupat Cholim, the national health insurance, which is heavily subsidized by the government, or using the Mishtara, the police. All of these other things, subsidized goods, subsidized breads that is bought on cheap because it's subsidized by the tax dollars, the tax shkalim paid by the citizens. So we have two rationales, two claims why somebody cannot opt out of the system. Number one is, if you're voting, you are acknowledging the system and have to pay taxes. Number two is, even if you're not voting, nonetheless, you're benefiting. Everyone who lives in a country benefits from the night light, from the lights, the street lamps at night, from using the roads, and accordingly, it is stealing. Kegozel es harabim, it is stealing from others who are paying the taxes, somebody who is freeloading off of them. So how do we respond to that, the side that there's no Dina Malchus Adina, and one is not obligated to pay taxes? So the Tshuvas Be'er Sarim says as follows, Gam Eile HaBochrim Bayam, he says as follows, that even those who are participating in the elections in Israel, that is not that they are acknowledging the government and that they are saying that they have to pay taxes, but rather they simply have no choice but to participate in the elections. It's not that they are accepting upon themselves the laws and the philosophies of the government. It does not mean that their assets are subject to the government. In fact, there's no Dina de Malchus Adina. So the Darkei Mishpat builds on that. Darkei Mishpat, a follower of Rav Nissen Karelitz, who followed the Chazon Ish, who's a relative of the Chazon Ish, says as follows. Same rationale, but a little bit more explicitly. Vadai shabochrim shomrei Torah mitzvos lo bachru behem lekabel aleim chukeim u'mishpateim. Even those who are participating in the elections, and they're voting for from the observant parties, they're voting for Haredi parties, let's say, That doesn't mean that they are accepting upon themselves the secular laws. So why are they participating in the elections? What they're doing is they're participating in the elections in order to manage their downside. They want to say, we want to ensure that we don't have so much against us if we wouldn't participate in the elections at all. And we wouldn't have members of Knesset fighting for our needs. And we would not have miflagot parties in the Knesset that can join with the majority and be part of the government. That would be an even bigger disaster for us. There would be a government, a majority in the government, and there would be a prime minister that would be even more anti-religion. And accordingly, the claim is we have to elect. It's not that we're buying into the system. It's not that we acknowledge the system. It's not that we are saying we will adhere to the laws of the system and paying the taxes. But in order to avoid a greater wrong to us, we simply are forced to participate in the electoral process. And then the Darkei Mishnah continues, Shemistaver Shalom Memshala Shal Yudim Tonotim Lahashras Chilulei Shabbos. Can't possibly be that the Torah empowers and authorizes Jews who are anti-Torah, who are Mechalo Shabbos and teach Chilul Shabbos in schools and various other Averos. It can't be that though they are authorized to decide on the Din of the Malchus Adina that we would have to adhere to. So here we do have a possible response to the first of our two claims. The first one was, but if you're participating in the elections, if you're participating in the electoral process, then you have to pay taxes because you're showing you're buying into the system. And the response to that is, it's not that we're buying into the system. It's simply that we have no choice because we have to avoid the more significant downside if we don't participate in the electoral process. But we still have the second question. The second question of, even if you're not participating in the electoral process, either way you're benefiting, and somebody from benefiting from the tax dollars, from the tax shkolim, from the goods, the welfare that are supplied, and the benefits supplied by the government, which is everyone who lives in a country, if they aren't paying and they're benefiting, they're effectively stealing from the taxpayers who are paying into the system and supplying those needs of the society. And on that, we don't have an answer right now. Mir Tashem, as we go through the topic, maybe we'll find a response to that, or indeed, maybe we will not find a response for that. We'll certainly search, and have a wonderful day.